It's a good thing she wasn't there, Catherine said with a smile thrown toward Janet. Their hands reached and touched. Yes, it is very good, Hank agreed. And when interviewed after the explosion, you said you'd been delayed by your mother? Yes, mother had a panic attack. She's prone to them. We rushed her to the hospital. Does your mother live with you? Yes, she does. Right. And Leonard Thomas, Knight Mining CEO, along with Susan Martin and Lucas Vale, CFO and COO, respectively. What about them? They were supposed to be there, too, weren't they? I ask because the FBI is not having a whole lot of success getting identities off of the bits and pieces of human remains that were recovered. A half lie. They were. Isn't Leonard Thomas the man who raped you when you were just a kid? Hank had purposely dropped it like a bomb, and the change in the room, the change to the two women sitting across from him, was huge. Like a glass wall had suddenly dropped down from the ceiling between him and them. The chill was palpable. It was the woman named Catherine who recovered first. I think you need to leave now, Sheriff. Hank ignored the woman and kept his eyes on Janet. You know, if you don't want to answer, you can wait until we depose you, he said. It's time you left, Sheriff, Catherine repeated, standing up. And her voice, to Hank's ears, was just a bit on the threatening side of things.